Think you want a DIY wedding, or maybe you want to know what it's really like to be a DIY bride? Today, I'm uncovering the four biggest myths of DIY weddings you need to know before you even make one trip to the craft store, so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 24, and I'm coming at you every Wednesday answering the most commonly asked questions couples have when it comes to planning their wedding, and bringing you expert advice from the most amazing wedding professionals in the industry. If at any point you've felt overwhelmed, stressed, or just completely clueless planning your wedding, then you're definitely in the right place. I want to thank you so much for spending some of your day with me today and trusting me to guide you on the right path to planning your wedding with ease and confidence because, you know, listen, I've been there, I've done that, and I want to share with you everything I've learned so you don't make the mistakes or deal with the same hiccups I did. Now, don't forget, I mentioned last week as well, but I'm about ready to drop some done-for-you checklist and worksheets to help you plan your wedding. So if you want to get in on the wait list for this, and be one of the first people to get your hands on them, I want you to go to my Instagram at WedConnectHV and drop me a DM, and I'll make sure to get you on the list when that's ready to drop. So today I'm going to be talking about DIY weddings, what they are, what it's really like to DIY your wedding, and the top four myths associated with DIYing your wedding. And I feel like DIY weddings have really been a thing since the dawn of Pinterest, you know, going through a whole bunch of different trends throughout the years, including, you know, the famous or maybe infamous burlap and mason jar era. But there are certain things you need to know about what it means to DIY your wedding. Now, first, you should know that I was a DIY bride. I didn't hire a wedding planner. I made almost every detail of our wedding myself. I mean, I did leave some things to the experts, you know, of course, like, you know, flowers, and I went through an all-inclusive venue so I wouldn't have to worry about renting any decor or hiring a caterer or worrying about anything like that. But everything else I made. So from the save the dates to the menus to invitations, to our programs, our envelope box, our cocktail hour table decor, place cards, tags for little bubble wands that we had for people to blow at us when we exited the church, even our favors. I mean, you name it, I made it. And the real reason why I was a DIY bride, and the only reason why I was a DIY bride, was because first and foremost, I love to craft and I love to make things. And if you want to DIY your wedding, that alone should be the only reason why you should do it. And I say this for a few reasons. So the first reason is if you don't enjoy crafting and you're DIYing because you think it's the thing to do, your lack of interest is going to show through everything you're making. You know, you're going to give yourself a lot of added pressure, a lot of added stress. You're going to literally quadruple your to-do list, and you're just going to be miserable. I mean, you know, crafting and making things is something I'm good at, and it's my way of de-stressing and decompressing and relaxing. So it really helps me center and gain focus. Now, you know, those of you who have any hobbies know that when you really get into your hobby, you just kind of zone out. And that makes me happy. And at the time I was getting married, I had a really stressful job. So I really needed a way to escape at the end of the day. And crafting was it. And I could not wait to come home every day and unwind by making stuff for my wedding. And honestly, I'd do it all over again in a heartbeat because it's my hobby and I had a ton of fun doing it. Now, the second reason is, if you want to DIY, but you've never done it before, doing it for the first time for your wedding is a pretty bad idea because your wedding is too large of an undertaking. You know, the pressure is way too high. You're going to stress yourself out. You're going to end up wasting a ton of money in supplies because you won't know what you need or how much you'll need. And it's just not a good idea. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking you're more like me and enjoy crafting and are actually seriously considering DIYing your wedding, I'm going to debunk the top 4 myths about DIY weddings that will hopefully help you decide whether doing it is right for you. So, myth number 1 is DIYing your wedding will save you money. Now, I wish this was a clear answer, but this is sort of like yes and no. You know, it really depends on what you're making and how many people you're having. So for example, let's say you're using cardstock, right? Individual sheets aren't really that expensive, but if you need one sheet per item you're making and each person gets that item, so, you know, maybe like a program or a menu, that dollar amount could add up pretty fast. Will it be cheaper than buying? Probably, but you also have to consider other supplies that you're going to need to make that item. So I'm talking about glue, ink, scissors, ribbon, paper cutters, Cricut machines. If you have that stuff already, that's great. You're halfway there. But if you need to purchase all those items, they aren't cheap. Then if you do purchase those supplies for your wedding, you also have to ask yourself, what are you going to do with those supplies after your wedding? If you think you'll use them again, go ahead and buy them. If not, don't waste your money. At that point, it would just be easier and possibly cheaper for you to just buy whatever it is you wanted to make in the first place. So, will DIYing your wedding save you money? It depends. Myth number 2. DIYing is fast and easy. This is an absolute big no, capital N, capital O. DIYing is not easy or fast by any stretch of the imagination. It's so much easier and faster to have someone do it for you or to just purchase the items online. Now, if I were to guess how long it took me to make everything for my wedding, so, you know, I'm talking between researching inspiration on Pinterest, shopping for the supplies, making the items, I would guess it took me about 100 to 150 hours, maybe more, over the course of about a year and a half to do everything. And I'm really not exaggerating here. I mean, it was every evening, every weekend, every spare moment was taken up by crafting. Then, of course, you know, you have to make prototypes, so you have to take the time to do that and factor in that time and how long it's going to take you to make something. And then, of course, you know, if you make something, chances are you're probably going to make a mistake on a few of them. So then you have to go back and do it again. So if you have the time to devote to this, then go for it. For example, one of the things that I DIYed that I wish I had outsourced were our save the dates and invitations. I made our save the dates on Vistaprint and purchased an invitation kit from Michaels. Now, this all sounded great, but in the end, the save the dates and invitations didn't match, which, you know, I mean, I guess it wasn't really that big of a deal because they were sent like 8 months apart from each other. But when it really hit me was when I couldn't really find invitations that matched our colors. And I settled on one that kind of sort of matched. So then I printed them all And as I was stuffing the envelopes, I realized there was a typo, and then had to rush back to the store, hoping that they had enough kits left for what I needed. Then I had to go and print them again. So not only did this cost me double the time, but double the money. And if you have someone print them for you, if you go to a professional to have your invitations done, you prevent all the stress and mistakes from happening. Now, I also mentioned in previous shows that our favors were homemade fudge, which again, sounds great. Everybody loved them. But here's the thing. Fudge is food. It's highly perishable and melts very fast. So it couldn't be made too far in advance, and it always had to be kept cool. So we had close to about 100 boxes of fudge. Each box had 2 pieces of fudge in it. So now you're talking 200 pieces of fudge. And they took up a ton of room, not only in my fridge, but my mom's fridge and everybody else's fridge, because there was so much. Now, not only did this fudge have to be made about a week out from the wedding, but I couldn't pack it or wrap it until about 2 days before the wedding. So this was really stressful and very time consuming. But for me, it was worth it, because I knew people were going to really enjoy it. And I actually had fun doing it. So, you know, yes, you know, is doing something like that worth it for you? Only you can answer that. You know, when you decide whether or not to DIY, you really need to take into account how much time you have and what you want to be doing with that time. You know, do you want to be knee deep in crafts, glue, ribbon, cutting, you know, or do you want to be spending that time relaxing or maybe doing other things that make you happy? So if you don't mind the thought of crafting for hours, then DIY is for you. If you don't do it. Trust me. So myth number 3 is thinking that if you don't have elements of DIY, your wedding is going to be cold, impersonal, and not memorable. Now, I know for a lot of you, having a wedding that's not cookie cutter and is really personalized is something that, you know, you worry about and you really want. You know, you want your wedding to be memorable. You're spending a lot of time and money on this, and you want people to enjoy themselves. And sometimes you might be thinking, okay, well, to solve that, I'll just make some stuff to throw our touch into the day. But DIYing is not the only way to do this. Here is really your chance to think out of the box, okay? So your dress, your attire, your venue, your food, your vows, your music, your signature drink, these are all ways you can personalize your wedding without ever touching one glue stick or a pair of scissors. So what I want you to do here is think about weddings you've attended in the past and what you liked about them. Was any part of what you liked related to DIY crafts? If so, then that's a good indicator that type of work means a lot to you, and you should have some of that in your wedding. If not, what was it that made it so special for you? Now, once you figure that out, then you can incorporate that same kind of sentiment into your wedding. And myth number 4 is thinking that a DIY wedding will make your wedding look, quote, cheap. Now, this is very subjective. You know, some people associate the term DIY with cheap, informal, you know, maybe childlike. But this is really, this one is hard to call, because the first thing you need to realize is no matter what you do at your wedding, no one is going to appreciate it as much as you, and everyone has different tastes. No one is going to know how much time or how little time you spent making something. No one is going to know what your projects mean to you, and you're not going to make everyone happy. Some people may really love what you make and treasure it. Others may not care at all and not even give it a second thought. I've seen DIY crafts that are so good you would think a professional made them. And I've seen others where it looked like it came from an art class for five-year-olds. So if you are really worried about something looking cheap, I'd suggest doing a few things. You know, first, I want you to take a step back. If you've crafted anything in the past, you've probably gotten feedback from others on the work you've done. If it's good, then don't worry about it. If it's not, and you're worried about what your guest might think, you might want to reconsider. But again, you're not going to please everybody. Second, if you have a friend or family member who's particularly talented, you can ask them for help if you know your skills aren't where you would like them to be. With that being said, your wedding is your day. You have a vision and you owe it to yourself to make sure your day is one that you look back on with no regrets. So, taking this all into consideration, what have you decided to do for your wedding? Will you DIY or will you not? And I'd really love to know. So join the conversation on our Instagram page and Facebook and tell us, you know, share your photos, share your tips, share your ideas. You know, we'd love to hear your thoughts, and I'd really like to keep this conversation going. As a reminder, if you know anyone who's planning a wedding, please share this with them. And don't forget to subscribe so each week episodes can directly download to your favorite podcast player. If this show has been really helping you, it would mean a lot to me if you would leave a review to let others know how it's been helping. If you're a Hudson Valley bride or groom, you could visit our website at www.weddingconnectionshv.com for a ton of local inspiration. So until next time, happy planning.